Rob McCann from White Ribbon, they've just released an online resource to help combat family violence. They're calling it to flip the script from boys will be boys to boys will be respectful. Rob McCann with us this morning. Tēnā koe, Rob. Thanks for joining us on the program.
Kia ora, and what an amazing list of people you've got contributing to the station over the next few hours.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks very much. I must acknowledge our producer, Hinayani Melbourne, for putting all that together. But good to have a chat with you too, mate. Well, what do you think is the underlying cause of family violence? And boys will be boys, the boys will be respectful. It's an interesting corridor. Tell us more about the backdrop to this, please, Rob.
Sure, absolutely. One of the things that we know is that one of the underlying causes of family violence is connected to the rigid rules of masculinity. So these are the expectations that men must always appear dominant, tough, and in charge. So that kind of thinking, you know, is it feels to me like that 1950s version of men. But we've still got plenty of people out there that think that men need to be tough in charge. They need to be promiscuous, they need to drink lots, they need to not show emotion. Those ideas are still, there's still a lot of that in our society. I mean, one phrase that you might never hear again after the last weekend is don't play like a girl. But, you know, phrases like that still are part of that masculinity that men are tougher and better, etc. Those ideas, we know that those rigid rules of masculinity actually make it 20 times more likely to predict committing violence than any other demographic factor like ethnicity, age, or income. So when we're talking about how we create our young men, and we think that boys won't just be boys, they'll be whoever we teach them to be. So if we teach them to be loving, caring, kind human beings, then that is what they've got a better chance of coming out being. If we just leave that teaching up to pornography and up to their mates and all of those kind of things, then we've got less of a chance of creating the men that we actually want to see.
Thanks, Rob. We know that domestic violence, whānau violence, is a significant issue in Tau Māori. And I wonder whether perhaps we too have allowed ourselves to fall into this trap of perception. We seem to highlight tāne the warrior, tāne the fighter, and not tāne the nurturer, tāne the provider. Do you think that we need to reassess as Māori? I mean, I'm not asking you to tell us what to do. That's not appropriate. But can you understand where I'm getting at here, that perhaps we have allowed ourselves to fall into this trap of perception?
I think absolutely, but I don't think it's just Māori. I think it is many, many cultures right throughout the world have allowed that perception that men are supposed to be the warriors, the providers, the tough ones. That's something that I think all of us in Aotearoa need to look at and go, actually, there are a bunch of other things that young men should be. They should be kind, caring, considerate, compassionate. And it's, you know, New Zealand seems to have this reputation where our men needed to be strong and tough, etc. And I know when I grew up, you know, the All Blacks that I looked to, that I was inspired by, they were the ones who broke their arms and kept playing. They were the ones who had bits of their body ripped off and kept playing, but they didn't shed a tear or they didn't talk about their feelings. And that has an effect on people. I think one of the things that we saw in the weekend that is considerably different is actually real people playing, showing real emotions, talking in a human way. That's so much more powerful. So I do think we need to flip the script, and that's why we're using that term, and demonstrate that actually all of those other emotions and those other qualities that men and boys should have are really, really important.
Rob, you've got this Flip the Script COPUP. It's an online resource. Tell us about it and how you think it might be utilised and how it might help.
Certainly. One of the things that White Ribbon always wants to do is make sure that we're giving all of this stuff away so that we are empowering people to be able to speak or take action or have the conversations. So online, you'll be able to download our toolboxes. They give you a range of different schools, whether it's calling in other men, because It's so often in our culture in New Zealand, we've called people out, told them that they're not good enough, and et cetera, et cetera. We don't actually call them in to say, hey, this is actually what you could be talking about. This is what you could be doing. We also have a toolbox around bringing up our young men and what we can say to them and when we can say it, so ages and stages. Because one of the things I mentioned before is too often we are, as a nation, too scared or too embarrassed to talk about, say, sexual healthy relationships. And that's actually really important, because if we don't have that conversation with our tāne, then who's going to have it? It will be pornography, it will be their mates, etc. So we need to give the skills to our parents and caregivers to say, hey, have these conversations. They are really, really important. So all of that's online at www.whiteribbon.org.nz, and you can download all of those resources.
We often talk about online, and I just wonder whether the world of this hypermasculinity has improved since the introduction of the interweb, which is only 30 or 40 years old. Has the situation improved, or does it allow access for our young men to imagery and ideas that are still inappropriate? And while we, even in this scope, are utilising the internet to share information, how important a solid role model figure — role model is a tough term, but, you know, somebody cares, somebody's a decent bloke and can take an interest in young guys' development, bearing in mind, I guess, many of our young men are raised in single-parent families. But just some thoughts around that space, please, Rob.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, role modelling can be done by any adult, and that's really, really important, whether that's your teachers at school, your coaches, parents, or, you know, whether that's mum or dad or aunties, uncles, whoever it is. One of the things that we do know is just telling kids how to behave and then doing the exact opposite. So if we say don't drink and then we get drunk in front of them, or if we say don't use violence and we start yelling and screaming, they learn from our behaviour more so than us telling them things. So I think that role modelling is absolutely vital, which, you know, is why as adults we need to understand what a respectful relationship looks like, where we have equality between men and women, where we share all the different jobs and don't expect one person just to earn all the money and one person to stay at home. So it's really important. But at the same time, when we look at the effect of the internet, and just let's take pornography for 1 second, I know in my day it was a magazine that you might be able to find under someone's bed and or track down that way. But we have to look at what the internet is providing our young men and women now, which is absolutely free access to really hardcore pornography. And we know that changes the way that young men and women think about what is normal, what behaviours men and women actually like. And unless we set them straight and say that's actually not what a loving relationship looks like, how are they going to know? And we don't have a guaranteed school involvement in those spaces, because it's not mandatory for schools to talk about that. It's one of the options they have. But as parents, those are the conversations that we've absolutely got to have and say, you know, what's real and what's not real. And again, our advice would be, don't try and stop your kids from ever seeing this stuff online. That's not the first point of call. You've actually got to make sure you educate them so they understand what's real and what's not real. Because as we know with all youth, they will get they will do the opposite of what you tell them at some point. They will find access to it, because everyone has. So make sure you give them the skills to understand what's real, what's not, and help them to understand what a respectful relationship looks like and why it works and lasts a long time, as opposed to a relationship that uses violence to get what you want.
Thanks, Rob. Just finally, how do we access this information you've put together for the net?
Absolutely. Just head on over to whiteribbon.org.nz, and if you click on the download button, there's a whole lot of information there, or in our toolboxes, there's a whole lot of information there. And you'll also find the White Ribbon Riders are heading out throughout New Zealand from today onwards, often in communities right throughout the North and South Islands, and they'll be talking about these same things as well.